हरे कृष्णा हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 रामा राम राम हरे 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 कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 रामा राम राम हरे 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 हरि बोल निताय गौर हरि जय ओम विष्णुपाद परमहंस परिव्राजकाचार्य अष्टोत्तर षष्ठी भानगे शिला अभय चरणारविंद भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी श्रील प्रभुपाद की इस्कॉन फाउंडर आचार्य श्रील प्रभुपाद की जय ओम विष्णुपाद परमहंस परिव्राज काचार्य अष्टोत्तर षष्ठी भानगे श्री भक्ति सिद्धांत सरस्वती गोसाई प्रभुपाद की अनंत कोटि वैष्णव वृंद की नामाचार्य श्री हरिदास ठाकुर की प्रेम से कहो श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवास आदि गौर भक्तवृंद की श्री श्री राधा कृष्ण गोप गोपीनाथ श्याम कुंड राधा कुंड गिरी गोवर्धन की श्री वृंदावन धाम की श्री श्री नवदीप मायापुर धाम की श्रीमती तुलसी देवी भक्ति देवी की गंगा जमुना माई की गौर प्रेमानंदे हरिनाम संकीर्तन की ऑल ग्लोरी टू असेंबल डिवोटीज ऑल ग्लोरी टू असेंबल डिवोटीज ऑल ग्लोरी टू असेंबल डिवोटीज ऑल ग्लोरी ऑल गुरु गुरु गौरांग की जय श्रील प्रभुपाद की जय ज्ञानतिमिरांधस्य ज्ञानांजनशलाकया चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः श्रीचैतन्यमनोभीष्टं स्थापितं येन भूतले स्वयं रूपः कदा मह्यं ददाति स्वपदान्तिकं वन्देहं श्रीगुरु श्रीयुतपदकमलं श्रीगुरुन् वैष्णवांश्च श्रीरूपं साग्रजातम् सह गण रघुनाथान्वितं तं सजीवं साद्वैतं सावधूतं परिजन सहितं कृष्णचैतन्यदेवं श्रीराधाकृष्णपादान् सह गण ललिता श्रीविशाखान्वितांश हे कृष्ण करुणा सिंधो दीनबंधो जगतपते गोपेश गोपिका कांत राधा कांत नमस्तुते तप्त कांचन गौरांगी राधे वृंदावनेश्वरी वृषभानुसुते देवी प्रणमामि हरि। नमो महावदान्याय कृष्ण प्रेम प्रदायते कृष्णाय कृष्ण चैतन्य नामने गौरत्विषे नमः। जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासादि गौर भक्त वृंद। हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे। नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयमुदीरये। नष्टप्रायः सुभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवते उत्तमश्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्टि। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। So today we will be reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, 8th canto, chapter 4th, and text we will read 5. 5 and 6 also. In 5 there is no purpose, so 6 also.
Sonukampitaisenam परिक्रम्यापणम्यतम् लोकस्य पश्यतो लोकम् स्वं भगान् मुक्तकिल्बिषः। सोनकम्पितैस्सेना परिक्रम्यापणम्यतम् लोकस्य पश्यतो लोकम् स्वं अगान् मुक्तकिल्बिषः। सोनुकम्पितैस्सेना परिक्रम्यापणम्यतम् लोकस्य पश्यतो लोकम् स्वं अगान् मुक्तकिल्बिषः।
माता जी
सह ही किंग हुहु अनुकंपितः विंग फेभर्ड ईशेना वैद्य सुप्रीम लॉर्ड परिक्रम्य सर्कुमम बुलेटिंग प्रणम्य ऑफरिंग हिज ऑब्सेंसेस ताम अंटु हिम लोकस्य ऑल द डेमिगॉड्स एंड मेन पश्यतः वाइल सिंह लोकम टू द प्लैनेट स्वाम हिज ओन अगात वेंट बैक मुक्ता विंग डिलीवर्ड किल विषह फ्रॉम द रिएक्शन ऑफ हिज सिंस ट्रांसलेशन श्रील प्रभुपाद हैविंग बीन फेवर्ड बाय द काउजलेस मर्सी ऑफ द सुप्रीम पर्सनालिटी ऑफ गॉड हेड एंड हैविंग रिगेन्ड हिज ओरिजिनल फॉर्म King Huhu circumambulated the Lord and offered his obeisances. Then in the presence of all the demigods, headed by Brahma, he returned to Gandharva Lok. He had been freed of all sinful reactions. Next verse. Gajendro Bhagavat Sparsat Vimukto ज्ञान बंधनात् प्राप्तो भगवत रूपम पीतवासस चतुर्भुजः ट्रांसलेशन एंड पर्पल बिकॉज गजेंद्र किंग ऑफ द एलिफेंट हैड बीन टच्ड डायरेक्टली बाय द हैंड्स ऑफ सुप्रीम पर्सनालिटी ऑफ गॉड हेड ही वाज इमीडिएटली फ्रीड ऑफ ऑल मटेरियल इग्नोरेंस एंड बॉन्डेज Thus he received the salvation of Sarupya Mukti, in which he achieved the same bodily features as the Lord, being dressed in yellow garments and possessing four hands. Purport. If one is favored by the Supreme Personality of Godhead, by having his gross body touched by the Lord, his body turns into a spiritual body and he can go back home, back to Godhead. Gajendra assumed a spiritual body when his body was touched by the Lord. Similarly, Dhruva Maharaj assumed his spiritual body in this way. Archana Paddhati, daily worship of the deity, provides an opportunity to touch the body of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and thus it enables one to be fortunate enough to get a spiritual body and go back to Godhead. Not only by touching the body of the Supreme Lord, but simply by hearing about his pastime, chanting his glories, touching his feet and offering worship. In other words, by serving the Lord, somehow or other one is purified of material contamination. This is the result of touching the Supreme Lord. One who is a pure devotee, anya bhilasita sunyam, who acts according to the Shastra and the words of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, certainly becomes purified like Gajendra. He assumes a spiritual body and returns home back to Godhead. सोनुकंपित ईशेन परिक्रम्य प्रणम्यतम लोकस्य पश्यतो लोकम स्वम अगान मुक्त के विषय. दिस इज डिस्क्रिप्शन अबाउट हु गंधर्व हु वाज कर्स्ड बाय देवल ऋषि. And due to curse, he had to accept the body of crocodile, alligator. The incident part that Gajendra, king of the elephant, he entered a pond, reservoir of water, who was all that place was residence of Huhu. Crocodile. So he caught hold of his feet, Gajendra, and he tried to pull him in the water. So thus the fighting was going on, and Srimad Bhagavatam described that continuous for 1,000 years they are fighting. And so the fighting was so interesting, so intense, that even the demigods had assembled and they were looking from the sky. They enjoyed their fighting. One point Gajendra could understand that on his own he could not save himself. He could not come from the danger. For that reason he took shelter of lotus feet of Krishna, Lord Narayan, and he took one lotus flower in his trunk and he offered it to Vishnu, Krishna, and started for praying. He took shelter, absolute, complete shelter in lotus feet of Krishna. Immediately Vishnu, riding on Garuda, eagle carrier, Krishna, Vishnu arrived there. And when Lord came, immediately he get down from the soldier of Gajendra, Garuda, and he entered in the water. And with own hand, Krishna pulled out Gajendra. And since he has caught hold feet of Gajendra, crocodile, he both came out from the water. Both came out from the water, and immediately Krishna severed the mouth or head of a crocodile, Huhu. And thus both were saved. Gajendra was, especially Gajendra was. So this verse talks about first deliverance of how Huhu, he got delivered. He went to the here it is a heavenly planet. Eventually he went to the Vaikunth planet. So as soon as he was delivered, means his head was severed by the Sudarshan Chakra disc, immediately Huhu, Gandharva, he assumed a form of Parshad, associate of Lord Vishnu. As soon as his body was, his head was chopped off from the mane, from trunk, immediately the same body, same crocodile body is transformed into a Parshad body. associates of Lord Vishnu. And then, first thing, who the Gandharva did, Pranamya Sirsadhisam. As soon as assumed the body of an associate of Vishnu, Parshad, and first thing who did, that he offered his obeisance, touching with his helmet, his head, feet of Lord Vishnu, he offered obeisance. And then he started to glorify, chanting the name of Vishnu, he started to speak in glorification of Lord Vishnu. And then Agayat Yashodham, he was simply glorifying, he was chanting the glories of Lord Vishnu. Kirtayan Guna Satkatham, he was chanting, he was doing kirtan, performing kirtan, guna, quality and pastime of Krishna. Krishna displayed different type of pastime. He was singing the glories of Vishnu, Krishna, and same time he was describing some different pastime of Krishna. And then this was so nukampit isenam. Since he was favored by Lord Vishnu, then isena parikramya pranamyatam. First he glorified chanting the name of Krishna, and then second thing he did, parikramya, he did one parikarma, circumambulation of Vishnu. Vishnu was sitting, Lord was sitting, and he went around him. That is one way to show respect for a great personality, Vishnu. Parikrama. He did parikramya, he did circumambulation, circumambulating the Lord, going around the existing Vishnu. And then pranamya. First he has offered obeisance, but again and again he was offering obeisance in lotus feet of Krishna. Lokasya pasyato lokam swam agat. And then he went his own abode, his original event. Lokasya pasyato, all the demigods and human beings who had assembled there, they were seeing the whole incident, they were looking, they were seeing. Pasyato, while they were seeing how fighting was going on, how crocodile and Gajendra were delivered personally by the hands of Lord Vishnu, and how he offered obeisances, did kirtan, started to glorify the Lord, and then parikrama, he did parikrama, and then pranamya, and towards the end also, finally offered his obeisances. And he has assumed the body of the associates of Lord Vishnu. And he went back in his loka, by Kuntha. Here Gajendra Bhagavats Prasad Vimukto Gyan Bandhanat Prapto Bhagavato Rupam Pitavasas Chaturve. Thus crocodile who was delivered. As we know, the who he was a Gandharva, celestial singer. Gandharva, they reside, they are a type of demigod, they reside in heavenly planet, celestial planet. And Gandharva are known for singing. Very nicely they can sing melodious song. One day, this Hoo-Hoo, he has come on the earthly planet, and one time a saintly person, his name was Deval, very famous saintly person, he had entered in the water, waist deep water, up to waist water was there, standing posture in the reservoir of water, in the kunda, in the pond, he was chanting some mantra, especially Gayatri mantra. He was doing Gayatri mantra. Standing in the water, the middle of water, and the water level was like waist, up to waist. Gandharva came, Huhu came there, and then what Huhu did, the Gandharva, he also entered in the water. Of course, from beginning he was sporting in this water, he was on the same pond, same reservoir water. Then Gandharva, just he wanted to have some joke with Deval Rishi, so he dived in the water and came, moved towards the Rishi, and he caught hold the feet of Deval Rishi. Deval Rishi was waist deep water in the way, chanting mantra, and the water from within he caught the feet of Deval Rishi. Then Deval Rishi became very scared. He was thinking maybe some crocodile or something might be eating me. And immediately he came out. Somehow other, he was struggling and was called. And after some time just he came out. Rishi run out from the water from the shore bank. And then Gandharva also, and he started to laugh. Just make a joke, hasi, hasi. But Rishi was disturbed, because first he was scared, he was thinking that maybe some crocodile is catching him. And his mantra, in middle of he was chanting Gayatri mantra, and he was, whole meditation was disturbed. So by will of Vishnu, he became very upset, angry, Deval Rishi. And he cursed him, "You behaving like a crocodile, alligator, you become alligator, crocodile." So he was a celestial, like a demigod, and immediately he was cursed to become a crocodile, an insignificant animal. Then he could realize, who could realize the intense situation, awkward situation of his position. Once a king, a very important demigod, and next moment he was cursed to become crocodile. So he understands the seriousness of curse. Immediately again, he fell on the ground near the feet of Deval Rishi, and again he grabbed the feet of Deval Rishi, and he started to say, "Please excuse me, I did this mistake." He was repenting. Tears were coming out from his eyes. Really he was crying. And the Rishi, he was, for time being, he was angry. But a saintly person, especially Brahmana, they could maintain their anger only for a fraction of second. Saintly person, sadhu, especially Brahmana, they could not maintain the angry situation. Immediately they, for time being, the fraction of second, they become angry, again they are pacified. And then who was pleading, was praying, he was not coming out from his feet. So Deval Rishi become melted, heart was melted, and immediately, "Since I have cursed, uttered the curse, so certainly, my dear Huhu, you have to accept the body of crocodile, but you will be delivered by Vishnu. You will be able, since you have touched my feet, so you will be able to touch the body, transcendental body, form of Lord Vishnu, and thus you will be delivered." So he became very much pleased. You could understand, I will now, due to this curse, this is not actually curse, this is like benediction boon, that I will get opportunity to touch the feet or body of Lord Vishnu. So he was cursed. And then he became crocodile. He was living in the pond, the reservoir of water, where Gajendra came to drink water. He was thirsty, Gajendra was thirsty, so he entered in the water. So this is the situation that somehow or other, if someone is favored by a devotee, they will receive as a rishi, and he was not serious. First of all, he caught hold the feet of a Deval Rishi just to make a joke. But he touched his feet. So anyone, if that person gets opportunity to touch the feet of a pure devotee, he is never loser. Some agyas sukrit, since he touched the feet of Deval Rishi, that was good enough for his deliverance. And so he was delivered. So nukampit isena, he was favored by Lord Vishnu, crocodile, and then he assumed the transcendental body of an associate of Vishnu. He was looking like Vishnu himself, Chaturbhuj. And then comes about Gajendra. So first, crocodile, who was delivered. And then next comes this verse, Gajendra Bhagavat Sparsat Vimukta Agyan Bandhanat. Gajendra, the elephant, because he got opportunity to touch the transcendental body of Vishnu, Bhagavat Sparsat, he was touched by Lord himself. So Vimukta, he become free from agyan bandhanan, agyan. He become free from ignorance completely. He was completely purified and become free from ignorance and any contamination in sin, especially agyan, ignorance, agyan's bodily concept of life, especially, and bandhana, from the bondage of reaction due to sinful activity. Prapto Bhagavat Rupam, he got Bhagavat Rupam. Gajendra got the four-handed form like Vishnu himself. Pitavasas Chaturbhuja, he was Gajendra, he was an elephant, he was touched. Immediately that body, elephant body, transformed into a parshad body, associate life. Pitavasas, he was dressed in the yellow garment, cloth, vasas, chaturbhuja, and he assumed the four-handed form, exactly like Vishnu. Prapto Bhagavat Rupam Pitavasas Chaturbhuja. So this happened about Gajendra, the elephant. So first of all, crocodile, he was delivered. He also got the Chaturbhuja part, Parshad part, like associates of Lord Vishnu. And next comes this one. So his body was, his head was severed, chopped off, cut off by the Sudarshan Chakra. But again, note that the dead body was there. It is not like dead body of crocodile was there and then another body he got. No, same crocodile body. Again, the head and trunk, they came together, and the crocodile body. No, you should not think that, no, that the dead body was lying there and another he got transgender, but the same crocodile body, because it was directly touched by the Vishnu, the same crocodile body was transferred in the Vishnu as Chaturbhuj Phar. And similarly happened with Gajendra, elephant. First of all, four legs, tail and trunk, like elephant, big ears. But as soon as Lord Vishnu, Krishna, touched him, immediately he got prapta bhagavat rupam. He was looking exactly like Vishnu himself. This is called sarupya mukti, liberation. A devotee gets this type of liberation. He also looks like, exactly looks like Vishnu. Only difference in the form of Lord Vishnu and associates of Lord Vishnu residing in Vaikuntha. The devotee associate, they don't have the kaustubh mani. Kaustubh gem, that gem, they are the special gem they are liking. No, the special locket Lord Vishnu wears around his neck, that is kaustubh mani. The associates of Lord Vishnu, they looks exactly like Vishnu, but one missing feature, that they don't have locket, kaustubh mani. And another thing, it is not that they are the sri vats. The left Lord Vishnu body form is bluish, black. On the shyam, on that body, on the left chest of Vishnu, there is a bunch of hair. And those hairs are golden color. Like this is a line, a bunch of hairs in the line, that is called, that is residence of Lakshmi Devi. So devotee, associates of Lord Vishnu, exactly like Vishnu, two things missing. One, they have not, devotee associates have not that kaustubh mani and that marks, like little golden the hairs, bunch of hair there. Otherwise, exactly they looks like Vishnu. Only by those features, people could understand, distinguish who is Vishnu and who is associates of Lord Vishnu. So here, prapto bhagavat rupam. Gajendra assumed the form exactly like Bhagavat, Vishnu. And then peet vasas, yellow garment, and chaturbhuja, four-handed form. In this purport, Srila Prabhupada talks about, if one is favored by the Supreme Personality of Godhead, by having his gross body touched by the Lord, his body turns into spiritual body. So this is, if someone get opportunity to touch the body of the Vishnu, immediately this gross body, material body becomes transferred into the spiritual body, parshad body. And then here Prabhupada remembers another incident in purport, talks about Dhruv Maharaj. Similarly, Dhruv Maharaj also did not quit his body. Dhruv Maharaj, when a celestial plane, airplane from Vaikuntha came, and that time death, personification of death, personified death come, and he was requesting Dhruv Maharaj, you accept transcendental body, parshad body, and please quit. Give up this material body. At that time, Dhruv Maharaj stepped on his head and boarded in the celestial plane, airplane, Viman. And Dhruv Maharaj's body becomes transcendental. ध्रुव महाराज डिड नॉट क्विट हिज बॉडी विद सेम बॉडी ध्रुव महाराज ध्रुव. सो दिस इज द श्रील प्रभुपाद टॉक्स अबाउट द एनी वन ही गेट्स अपॉर्चुनिटी टू टच द बॉडी ऑफ ट्रांसडेंटल फॉर्म बॉडी ऑफ कृष्ण देन ही गेट्स ट्रांसडेंटल बॉडी. And then Prabhupada talks about this opportunity we get, we can get here in material world. Archana Paddhati, process of deity worship, Krishna is present, appeared in front of us in order to accept our services so that we can render direct service to Krishna. So Krishna or Vishnu is here in the deity form, Archa Vigraha. So any pujari or human worshipping, if they are getting opportunity, this opportunity is available for pujari, confidential service, confidential servant of Vishnu, that they touch the body while dressing, while bathing, so same benefit they can derive. So their body would be transcendental body because they are getting opportunity to touch the transcendental form of Archa Vigraha. In one sense, there is no different Archa Vigraha, deity form and Lord Vishnu, they are identical. So simply by touching the deity form of Vishnu, Archa Vigraha, our body would be completely transcendental. It will be transcendental in due course of time. And then Srila Prabhupada again talks like not only by touch, simply if we hear the transcendental vibration, transcendental sound related to Krishna, that is also equally good. If we are chanting or vibrating the name of Lord Vishnu, Krishna, then we are also in touch with, when we utter the name of Lord Vishnu by our tongue, it means Krishna as a person and his name Krishna, they are on the spiritual platform, transcendental platform, they are identical. If we are chanting the name of Krishna, means Krishna personally dancing on our tongue. So we get connected. So one is by touching the form of Lord Vishnu, we could be purified. Not only this, if we are engaged in any way in devotional service, simply we are chanting his name, or even hearing transcendental topics, transcendental sound vibration related to Krishna, then also we can get benefited. So in Prabhupada says that by touching, if someone is favored by having his gross body touched by the Lord, if Lord touches our body becomes transcendental. So here Prabhupada talks about even the Archa Vigraha, if we are touching Archa Vigraha while worshipping the Lord, then our body would be transcendental, not only by touching, if simply we are seeing the deity, it means with this eye, our eyes direct contact with the form, so simply by seeing also, or chanting the glories of Krishna, chanting the glories of name of Krishna, or simply hearing the topics related to Krishna, we will be favored and the devotee gets opportunity that his body, gross body, would be transformed in the spiritual body, and then that person will be able, he becomes eligible, qualified to return back home, back to Godhead, as Gajendra did. Gajendra was touched by Lord Vishnu, immediately he got transcendental body of an associate of Lord Vishnu, and he went to the Vaikuntha plant. About Gajendra, who went alone to Vaikuntha planet, but about Gajendra, Gajendra, the elephant, did not go alone. When Vishnu was returning to Vaikunth plant, the both were seated. But Lord Vishnu told Gajendra, now he was in the transcendental form, Chaturbhuj form, you also sit. So both were sitting, Lord Vishnu was sitting on the shoulder of the back of Garuda, just behind him, Gajendra was also sitting. So two persons, while coming from Vaikuntha, Vishnu came alone on the back, he was sitting on the back of Garuda. While returning, Garuda was carrying two persons, Vishnu as well as his devotee, Gajendra. So both. So this is the importance of Bhakti Yoga. Anyway, if our senses are connected with Krishna, we are talking about the Prahlad Maharaj recommends the 9 process of devotional service. If it should be connected by any process, either sranam, either we are simply hearing the transcendental sound vibration related to Krishna, or we are chanting, or simply we are meditating with mind, sranam kirtanam Vishnu asranam pad sevanam, touching the body, archanam, doing puja, bandhanam, offering of sense, archanam, bandhanam, darshyam, and atmanivedanam, surrender everything in lotus feet of Krishna, then we will get opportunity so much that our body, our existence will be completely purified, and we will be able, qualified enough to enter in the spiritual planet, the Vaikunth planet. So an incident here talks about Gajendra, how Gajendra returned back home, back to Godhead. And then after this war, it talks about previous life of Gajendra. In the few verses it is given, the crocodile previous verse. Now he was a crocodile, alligator. But before becoming crocodile, he was a Gandharva, celestial singer in heavenly planet, a demigod. He was cursed by Deval Rishi. So the curse itself became a benediction for this crocodile. Otherwise, he was simply Gandharva. He was identified when he has material body, he living in heavenly planet. But since he got opportunity to touch the feet of a highly elevated saintly person, Deval Rishi, that become reason, nimit for his deliverance. So always we should try our level best. Somehow or other, we must associate a saintly person, sadhu. Though in the beginning he was no serious, for a joking purpose he came in touch with sadhu, but even that mentality also become helpful for him. Otherwise millions of births, millions of years would have taken him to become a parsad, associate of Lord Vishnu. And simply he touched the feet and in one lifetime he was delivered. He entered in the Vaikuntha. So this is importance of sadhu sang, serving, touching the feet of a sadhu. Okay, here I will stop. You have any question or comment?
Yes, sir. Hare Krishna Maharaj, thank you so much for such a beautiful presentation. I was trying to fully understand the statement of Srila Prabhupada in the purport about deity worship and the opportunity that as devotees we have to have that intimate service to the deity, touching the body and touching their lotus feet. And you Prabhupada says that also, he compared, and you highlighted that in terms of not only touching him, but also chanting his name will have the same. And we understand, we hear on chanting the holy names that although we're chanting in the beginning stages of chanting the holy name, we're chanting the Nam Abbas, which is like a shadow of the holy name. Is the holy name is not fully manifested, so therefore although we're chanting, we may not be receiving the benefit of having chant the pure holy name, the Sudanam. In terms of the deity worship, how does it work, Maharaj? In a Kanishtha Adhikari worshipping a deity, touching the lotus feet, obviously, I have done the pujari work and dress the deities, and I do daily worship, and don't think it doesn't feel like Vaikuntha, but so how exactly it works for deity worship?
Here, since the body of Gajendra was directly touched by Vishnu, and he got mukti, immediately he was delivered simply by touching. So touching, it is really the process. Because a pujari is touching, a very close sparsa. That is there, but again, even here in this purport, even hearing, someone is not fortunate enough, second initiation, he could not enter the deity room and could not worship. If he will simply hear, here Prabhupada talk of hearing, chanting and hearing both, simply by hearing the transport, hearing. So, because they are identical, atah Sri Krishna madi na bhavet grahimindriya, sevan mukho hijivadasa. Nam chinta mani Krishna, the abhinatvat nam, Krishna, Bhakti Samrita talks of abhinatvat nam namindriya. Nam, name of Krishna, glory of Krishna, and Krishna as a person, abhinna, identical. So anyway if we are connected with any process, but still touching is the process. Gajendra was touched. who was touched? And immediately, in fraction of a moment, they achieved, assume the transcendental body, parshad body, associates of Lord Vishnu body, and they were delivered. So, if someone is really seriously, offenselessly chanting, or offenselessly and attentively simply hearing Krishna Katha, then that person also get benefited. Benefit will come in our direction. Depends on our intensity or on our purity, how we are connected with Krishna. But if in that stage come, offenselessly and attentively, with full concentration, if we chant the name of Vishnu Krishna, immediately we will be benefited. We will gain highest perfection. We could revive our Krishna consciousness. But some offenses there, we are not serious enough, not attentive enough. That is the reason why still benefit is there. It is waiting in due course of time that person will get purification, no doubt. But it is not serious, so like Lord is holding back for time being only. But eventually they will get benefit, they will be benefited.
Okay. Thank you so much, Maharaj. Very nice class. So I was thinking, like, deity and the spiritual master are both compared to like a fire. So deity and spiritual master. So when we associate as for a long time with the spiritual master, we tend to see the, you know, some mistakes and contamination, like it will be like, oh, spiritual master is like, and similarly deities also, we do deity worship every day, but familiarity breeds contamination. So how to avoid, when we do deity worship, we sometime we neglect some things, so how to overcome?
Again, please repeat briefly.
Like
spiritual master.
So deities and spiritual master as compared to like a fire, correct? So by long time association with the spiritual master, then we'll be having a familiarity that breeds into contamination. Similarly, when we do deity worship, sometimes we while deity dressing, we'll do some mistakes. Unknowingly or knowingly. So how to overcome that? I mean, how to avoid that?
The first, here in case of Hu, first he was favored by Guru, Deval Rishi. He touched the feet of a sadhu, sadhu Guru. So that that because simply the only credit goes, how come that he got such a glorious situation? Because he happened to touch the feet of a sadhu. And in beginning he was not like with love and devotion touch, not for service. He was cracking a joke, making a joke. And but still even that touching becomes very much good, beneficial for him. So if that certain, if you are serving spiritual master with love and devotion, maybe some mistake in beginning part, but still that person will become, he will benefit, will get opportunity to touch it. So jasya prasada, first prasada kripa, he was favored by Deval Rishi, and then he become eligible to be favored by Lord Vishnu. So some mistake is there still, like he did mistake, he not like it. With love and devotion he caught. For timing at least Rishi was deserve also. A scaring situation, if someone caught hold in your water, you can understand how we feel. So that is that, if a spiritual master, and so still in beginning may be some mistake, still the person will be rectified, purified by that act. Serving, remembering, even mentally serving spiritual master, even mentally serving the deity, the benefit will come in that direction for sure.
Thank you so much.
Okay, see you.
Hare Krishna. Is our capacity to serve Krishna in this life, our ability to serve Krishna in this life, is it already determined? Like my ability to serve Guru, to serve Krishna, is there some limit that I... like for instance with... Gajendra and Huhu, this, though they were struggling for 1,000 years, at some point it happened, and they were fully surrendered. And it seems completely beyond their, they seem very much in ignorance. Similarly, I feel also, though I am engaged in many services, I am not in control of this reciprocation. It's almost as if sometimes, you know, it will come and I was like, oh yes, now I just don't let go of this feeling of surrender. But of course, over time, it will come and go. It's almost as if it's determined, like I'm like a pawn or something. Does this make sense? I'm wondering if my fate is determined, seeming like this. I have a fate.
You know, in Chaitanya Charitamrita, this time I don't remember the name of one devotee. When Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was in Srivan's Angan, and mentioned Prakash, Mahaprakash Leela, and then there was one devotee. He was offended. He was not allowed. They closed the door and he stay out. And because he was calling all other devotees and giving bestowing mercy to other different devotees, and he was outside, he was not allowed to enter even the Srivas Angan, the courtyard of Srivas. And then some devotee there requested for him, he is also waiting, please bestow mercy. Though he is offender, he is not serious, still you should bestow mercy upon him. Then Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, no, not now. He will take like millions of lifetime. Then I will give him mercy. Not now. He doesn't deserve it more. Just he has to, many years he has to wait. Then I will restore. He will get mercy. And then the devotee went back to inform him that no, Lord is not very much pleased at the moment. But sometime, long duration of time, after 1 million, hundreds of thousands of years after, you will get mercy. Immediately, that way started jumping, no, eventually I will get mercy, I will get mercy, but gently, you know, I got mercy, because Krishna, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu promised me in millions of time, after that time, certainly I am going to get mercy, I am going to be blessed by Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. You are dancing out. And then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, then the devotee informed. They were thinking that he will become very much morose, lamenting that I have to wait millions of lifetime. Devotee were expecting, but they came back and informed Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. They see dancing and he was in jubilant. Immediately Chaitanya called him there. So he got, immediately he was favored by, I don't remember the exact name of that devotee. So this is also good attitude. Today or tomorrow or after millions of years, Krishna will give him mercy. Similar thing that suj maker and a Brahman. You know the whole story. So this is good enough. Time factor is not so much consideration. Eventually we will get the mercy of Krishna, that is. The fighting in Srimad Bhagavatam said 1,000 year fighting was going on. Gajendra was such a troubled situation. Alligator was not so much in awkward position, but elephant, thousands of fighting in such a mental distress, scary situation. He did not eat anything. Fighting was going on. He could not eat for thousands, starving, hungry, fasting for thousands of years. And towards the end, he was delivered. So this is also good attitude. Some utsahat nisyat dharja tattat karma pravartanat. Utsa nishya, okay, today or tomorrow. Yeah. Okay, sir. Srila Prabhupada ki, Granthra Srimad Bhagavatam ki.